This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The trial for two paramedics charged in the death of Elijah McClain is expected to begin next week. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
This is the third trial in the death of McClain, who was stopped by police in 2019 while walking home from a convenience store. He was violently detained, and then paramedics gave him a dose of ketamine, too large for his body weight. Three police officers faced trials first. One was convicted of criminally negligent homicide, and the other two were acquitted in his death. This paramedics trial is expected to be almost entirely about ketamine, which is banned in ambulances in Aurora and has strict rules outside hospital settings statewide because of McClain's death. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
State Medicaid officials say they expect sharp drops in enrollment and increases in state spending as pandemic-era policies end. CPR's John Daly.
In May, the federal government ended the COVID-19 public health emergency. It allowed people enrolled in Medicaid to keep coverage during the pandemic. Now, some of those people are losing coverage. The state projects enrollment will decline by 9% this fiscal year and 3% next year. At the same time, it will spend millions more on the program as matching federal money winds down. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado's Office of Economic Development and International Trade announced 25 companies and 7 researchers are getting grants through a program that promotes advanced industries in the state. The grants equal $7.8 million in funding for things like mineral carbonation and electric vehicle charging technology, rocket engines, and cancer treatments. The state says more than 10,000 jobs have been created since the grant program started in 2013. The National Park Service and U.S. Forest Service have proposed new guidelines for rock climbing in wilderness areas. The potential changes could prohibit new anchors and bolts and reevaluate existing climbing fixtures. A decision on the potential rule change could come next year. Climbing groups say removing anchors and bolts could threaten climber safety. This is CPR News.